and everything. And I said, well, look, we played such good football. Let's keep trying to play the football and let's just stay with the two up front and causing troubles. And, of course, young Nathan Hicks scored a hell of a goal, a lovely 1-2 and that, and that settled us down. I think it's just a big bonus for all them. They're all chuffed to bits. They're all singing, they're all shouting, because just to get over the line, you know, it might not sound a lot for any other people, but for us to get over the line was the big thing.
Well, absolutely. To you, like you said, you've had some sleepless nights over the last few weeks, and you've even questioned yourself, is this ever going to work?
Yeah, definitely.
So to get a result like that, it must be just such a huge relief.
Yeah.
A huge relief off of your shoulders.
Yeah.
And also, a massive relief and a massive we told you so sort of moment for all the lads in there that have stuck by you and have stuck by the club and have worked towards this day for weeks and weeks and weeks. It must be absolute, well, I mean, I should imagine they're chucking all sorts about in the changing room aren't they?
The thing is, it's exciting to win, and you know, it's the first step or the second step now to going on from there. But you know, you imagine this is in 6 months' time. We've had in three or four players here and experiencing that and watching that football.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's how football should be played.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People taking people on, people out having shots and crosses, and it's something we haven't really done that much, but I knew it was there. It's just that they started to bring it out. So, yeah, I'm chuffed a bit, yeah.
And, I mean, obviously it would have been great to have had this sort of performance earlier in the season, but surely now is a really good time to get a big positive like this, Alan, because we're moving into what is predominantly the busiest part of the football season, isn't it? With the Christmas and the New Year games coming up, of course, the transfer window opens again in January and you get all the players moving about. The games come thick and fast now.
Oh yeah.
And that must be great for you. Okay, an away trip all the way down to Tottenham on Tuesday can't be ideal. However, this is surely going to carry the players through, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. And I you know, it helps me as well, because I've got two or three players that I really really want, and I've been talking to them and everything, and I might be getting a bit of help on their expenses and stuff. So if I can add two or three now, I think we can start winning matches, because I've never really thought that before, but I think now that we can start going on to the next step up that ladder, you know.
Well, let's hope so. Three away games coming up before being back here at Steel Park on Sunday the 23rd of December when Kettering take on Weymouth. Let's hope that a few points can be picked up between now and then. Alan Doyle, I'm going to let you get back to the players. Congratulations.
Brilliant.
And really really well done.
Well, thank you all, you lads as well.
That's not a problem. Absolute pleasure, Alan. There we are, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Alan Doyle for us, the Kettering town manager. He's absolutely cock-a-hoop, and you can understand why, as we are. We're absolutely delighted and really, really pleased.